Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. Again, still awaiting comments from House Republicans on what they can live with to end the shutdown, extend the debt ceiling, all of that. Senate has a plan. It appears House Republicans are going to have their own plan. We had expected Congressman Reed Ribble at 9:15, but he's still in that conference, which tells me the people waiting for the news conference still got to wait for a while. I need some help from the audience. There are two very hot movies out there right now, Captain Phillips and Gravity. They apparently are both very, very good. I have not seen either one. I think I'm going to see Gravity first, although I've heard rave reviews about Captain Phillips. Here's the help that I need from you. If you have seen the movie Captain Phillips, which is about the Somali pirates taking over the ship, if you have seen it and are willing to share your little review with me, what you thought of it, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Before you do that, though, I want to read something. Because I'm just hearing nothing but rave reviews on this. This from the New York Post. Crew members, Captain Phillips is one big lie. And I want to see if hearing this, if you love the movie, will change your opinion of it. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's made for Hollywood, the story of an average American family man, captain of a cargo ship in dangerous waters, his vessel overtaken by armed Somali pirates, demanding ransom, saving his crew by allowing himself to be removed from the boat and taken hostage. All of this is the basis for Captain Phillips, starring Tom Hanks as the titular real-life hero. Only problem, say some members of the real Captain Phillips' crew, is none of it is true. Captain Richard Phillips, they say, is no hero, and the film is one big lie. Phillips wasn't the big leader like he is in the movie, says one crew member, who for legal reasons spoke with the Post anonymously. He worked very closely with Phillips on the Maersk, Alabama, and was alarmed by his behavior from the beginning. Phillips, he says, had a bad reputation for at least 12 years prior, known as a sullen and self-righteous captain. No one wants to sail with him, he says. After the hijacking, 11 crew members have sued Maersk Line and the Waterman's Steamship Corporation for almost $50 million, alleging willful, wanton, and conscious disregard for their safety. Phillips is a witness for the defense. The crew had begged Captain Phillips not to go so close to the Somali coast, said Deborah Waters, attorney who brought the claim. He told them he wouldn't let pirates scare him or force him to sail away from the coast. Phillips had taken command of the Maersk in late March 2009. Left for him, says the crew members, was a detailed anti-piracy plan now used by all ships per the International Maritime Organization. Should pirates get too close, the crew should cut the lights and power and lock themselves below deck. He didn't want anything to do with it because that wasn't his plan, says the crew member. He was real arrogant. Phillips says he knows nothing about such a plan. Over this three-week period, 16 container ships in the same region had been attacked by pirates. 8 had been taken hostage. As the film opens, Hanks, as Phillips, is seen assiduously tending to the safety protocols. Let's tighten up security, he orders. I want everything closed, locked, even in port. Phillips has admitted that on board, he got 7 emails about increased piracy off Somalia, each exhorting ships to move farther offshore by at least 600 miles. The Maersk was 235 miles off coast, says the crew member, though Phillips has since rounded that number up to 300. I couldn't tell you exactly the miles, Phillips tells the Post. I don't know. In 2010, Phillips told CNN the Maersk was 300 miles offshore. Published reports from that time had the ship at 240. Phillips ignored every missive and later admitted he didn't share these warnings, though they were not sent exclusively to him. Meanwhile, another crew member was tasked with keeping track of every ship in the region that had been attacked. Using the emails, a chart was built. On it were the names of each ship, the dates and times they were assaulted, their latitude and longitude, the ransom demanded. When presented with this data, a crew member says Phillips ignored it, too. In the film, Hanks tells the crew, depicted as lazy coffee guzzlers who fall back on the security of their union-protected employment, that their job is to get the cargo ship from point A to point B in the shortest, cheapest time possible. In fact, says this crew member, the Maersk veered off course by 180 degrees south. This was during the first attack on April 8th. Phillips denies this and says the boat only picked up speed. All right. There is more. Here's the way this seems to play out. The movie seems to depict the crew as it says, coffee-guzzling, lazy, union-protected employees, and that Captain Phillips is the hero. In real life, the crew is saying, no, this was all his fault. He wasn't the hero at all. And they go on, the story in the Post goes on to say, the depictions of bravery by Phillips in the movie are completely false. If you saw this movie, I would be curious to hear your take on this. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Let me say this. I don't know. Phillips' story sounds shaky. There are some things that he does that a lot through the interview with the Post. On the other hand, how do you know the crew is telling the truth either? Maybe they are a bunch of coffee guzzling union-protected employees who are bitter. Speaking of bitter, he's getting all the love here. There's a movie that has his name as the title. The movie is all about him. It could just be sour grapes. Here's what I will say about this, and this is where movies like this bug me. I went and saw Argo. I loved Argo. That was when my family was in Spain, a trip I wasn't able to make because I had health issues. Argo is complete fiction. Argo's not real. It isn't real at all. Most of these, when they say, as someone wrote in one of the pieces I read about this, when they say based on actual events, that means we made all this up. That's really what it means. One of the more accurate ones was Ron Howard's Apollo 13. It wasn't perfect, but it was pretty close. One of the appeals of going to, this is where I want to go with this. I don't know what really happened. But one of the appeals to going to these movies should be, wow, I didn't know that happened. Guess what? It didn't. That's how I felt about Argo. I watched Argo. Then I went and researched it. It's fiction. If you saw Argo and you loved it, none of that stuff at the airport happened at the end. None. And I'm not just talking about the Iranians chasing the 747 down the runway. Not only did that not happen, the close call at the airport never happened. Carter did not cancel the operation in that way. And in fact, they weren't all even on the same flight. And the Canadian ambassador had a hell of a lot more to do with it than the movie depicts. The movie depicts Hollywood as being the hero. That didn't happen. Still a great movie. It's hard for me, and I'm hearing that Captain Phillips is an amazing movie. It's hard for me to enjoy a movie, though, when I know it's all crap. If you know what I mean? It's either fiction or it isn't. It pretends to be about a real event, and then it's completely fictional. Don in Bellevue. Don, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hey, Jerry.
Hey.
We saw the movie last Friday afternoon, and personally, I thought the movie was excellent. And whether or not Hollywood tweaked it, but, you know, in a case like this, I think there's three sides to the story. The captains, the crew,
and what really happened.
And then Hollywood.
Oh, or Hollywood. I was going to say, and what really happened. So there's really four versions. The captain's version, the crew's version, Hollywood's version, and what really happened.
Yeah. You know, it's pretty tough to say who's telling the truth and what's the truth.
And I don't know. And I don't know.
Exactly.
But here's the thing. Isn't the appeal of this kind of movie learning about what really happened on that boat?
I think so, sure.
But sure. It's not, though. See what I'm saying? It's a great story.
But do we know that it's not?
Well, but we don't. Okay. I will tell you this. Who's ever telling or not telling the truth, I guarantee it's highly fictionalized. And that's my point. It's not a documentary. It's a drama. And and these things tend to be mostly fictionalized. Zero Dark 30. Remember all the controversy about that, where Democrats wanted to know, well, who told the movie makers that torture worked and all of that? That movie was heavily, heavily, heavily fictionalized. Thanks a lot for the call. And that's why I struggle with these. I want to go see it. I heard it's a great story. Now, Argo, when my family got back from Spain and we rented it, I said, look, it's a great movie. It's wildly entertaining, but none of this is real. They were upset with me because that diminished it for them. That's the struggle I have with this. It's one thing to take liberties, but they're fictionalizing an account, but drawing you into the theater because you think it's mostly about reality when it's not. It's 9:47.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.